with the way the landscape is now, there are issues to be rectified, yes, but with varying levels of workarounds, pretty much everyone can game.
I think the thing that really separates the games industry from the others is that people are in it for the right reasons, you know? People are in it because they really passionately care about their vision and getting across to the audience. And accessibility is just about removing barriers that get in the way of someone enjoying a game.
It's important to have an event like this just to raise awareness on game accessibility in general and to have a better idea of what we can do to better serve our audience.
There's a deep conversation you can have, and like, there's a lot of things being a deaf gamer, what that means, and a lot of things that are not understood about that concept. But it's not only about being deaf, not only about being blind, not having muscular problems. I mean, there's many different layers within the disability community that you need to understand to make a game feel right for them. So that's why communication is key.
There's so many pressures in making games, and people have the best intentions always, but things fall by the wayside. And I think we have to be conscious of it and just work really hard to work together and make sure that we stay connected and keep working to be more inclusive.
Having a forum like this where everyone can come together and meet and exchange ideas, I think it's really important because there will soon be 2 billion gamers in the world. 2 billion unique gamers, all of them different. I want to see a game that is approachable by everyone. That's the gold standard that we have to go after.